2 years ago, as 47,000 cubic feet of water per second spilled out of Sailorville Lake, 300 Iowa National Guard soldiers worked furiously to shore up levees protecting the city of Des Moines downstream. Polk County Emergency Management Coordinator A.J. Mum says they stacked 26,000 sandbags in 24 hours, constructing a three-foot-high wall stretching 2.5 miles.
We're standing on the south side of the banks of the Des Moines River almost 2 years later, and you can look around and still see debris generated by the flood that's nearly at our waist or shoulder height. Collected old tree branches and grass and some other things that the flood washes through here. At the height of the flood, the water would probably be 4 or 5 feet over our heads.
In 2008, the Iowa National Guard deployed 4,000 soldiers in 24 Iowa communities inundated by floodwater. But providing that same level of support in the next 12 months would be difficult, as the Guard faces its largest single-unit call-up since World War II. Major Russ Bossard says that's one of the reasons they're now recruiting retired members to serve as emergency awareness contacts during disasters.
With deploying such a large number of soldiers, it reduces our capabilities. One of our challenges dealing with domestic operations is getting an accurate picture of exactly what's happening out in the communities and seeing what their needs are and where we can plug the holes and support that community in their time of need.
Under the so-called GSAC program, trained retirees will serve as liaisons in their home counties, responding quickly to local disasters to assess if and how the Guard should respond. GSAC is modeled after the Scout program in Kansas. First Sergeant Randy Rice is the Joint Operations Supervisor for the Kansas National Guard. He says while the retired Scouts cannot officially deploy forces or equipment, their recommendations have saved the Guard time and money.
Let me give you an example. We had somebody call in and said a tornado was going through their town and it was 2 miles wide and had been on the ground for X amount of minutes. Well, when that person is down in their basement all huddled down, it may seem like it's all that big, but when the Scout got there, it wasn't anything like the person had described.
Sergeant Rice says after 15 years, they now have more than 400 retirees serving as scouts in Kansas. And while they only get paid if activated during a disaster, he predicts Iowa will have no trouble with recruiting. And so far, he's right. Retired First Sergeant Dick Fullerton volunteered immediately and has been tapped by the Iowa National Guard to manage the GSAC program.
The Guard was such a part of our lives for many, many, many years. And you enjoy serving, you enjoy being a part of, and when you retire, it doesn't necessarily mean you're not capable of being useful anymore. And it's nice to be able to be useful in an area that we can help both the Guard and the state at a time when they need it.
The Guard has trained 53 retirees so far and hopes to have recruited 200 by next summer, two from every county. And while the new program may not be at full strength until then, Polk County Emergency Management Coordinator A.J. Mum says it's still a welcome addition during the Afghanistan deployment. He says with nearly 3,000 soldiers overseas, communication between the Guard and local communities must be better than ever. In Johnston, I'm Janine Beck, Iowa Public Radio News.